many say the flooding was terrifying.
Power went out, then things started happening. The place started shaking. This noise, it was just like a freight train. Like you're standing at the crossing, it was going right in front of you.
The floodwaters spared Greg Gillis Hot Springs Road home, but destroyed or damaged a number of others nearby. The Montecito man says he decided to stay in his home despite a mandatory evacuation order, but will go if he ever gets a similar one.
I do feel very lucky. In the future, I would rethink about staying through the evacuation order.
Toro Canyon Road resident Robin Brown sums up the experience in three words.
It's total shock.
In Montecito, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.